Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning. Well, this morning I decided because it's December already and we're moving toward that happy holiday called Christmas, I'd like to talk to us about joy. I have to tell you something that happened to me this week. I take a walk every day, and I was walking down a fairly main street, and this little boy leaned out the window and waved and yelled, "Merry Christmas!" And it took me a few seconds to catch on, and so I, "Merry Christmas!" back to him. And everybody he passed, he said, "Merry Christmas!" That was just pure, unadulterated joy from that child, and it was such a healing for everyone he passed. So what we want to do today is get in touch with that joy within ourselves. Most people don't realize it, but this time of year is an excellent time to become more aware spiritually. There's like a coming together of spirit and body at this time of year. And it's a very open and exciting and, yes, joyous time. There's a lot to be joyous about. So let's touch that within ourselves and begin to fan the little ember that's still there from childhood, and allow ourselves also to release things that get in our way of experiencing and expressing our joy. So one of the most joyous things in my life is grounding. And one of the reasons it's so joyous is to me is not only for what it does for me and my body, but what it does for the surrounding people. So let's take a nice deep breath and let your grounding cord flow from near the base of your spine through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until it gets to the center of the earth. And give yourself permission, both spirit and body, to rejoice that you know how to ground. And if you want to get some inspiration for the joy that is worth experiencing about this particular piece of information, just be aware of what it was like before you knew how to ground. Be in the present with your grounding. As you grow and change, your vibration increases, and it's important to increase your grounding. Just experience the vibration of joy in relation to your grounding. And to enhance your grounding, just let some of that joy go down your grounding cord. Everybody says, "Why would I do that?" Because it enhances your grounding. You can bring in more joy. It's infinite. Allow yourself the spirit to come to the top of your head. Pause there for a moment and rejoice in the fact that you know that you are spirit. You are not your physical body. And be aware that your body is your temple, and rejoice in the temple that you have. And as you get in touch with that vibration called joy, let yourself bring some of that with you into the center of your head. Just come down to the space a little above and behind your eyes where you can be neutral. Be sure and take some nice deep breaths. That will automatically bring joy to your body. And allow the joy that you brought in to start to move through the body. How seldom do you share with your body the high, bright vibrations such as joy? Do you get a little caught on the lower vibrations because that's what's surrounding you? That little boy didn't let all the surrounding vibrations affect him. He experienced his joy. He expressed his joy. And in that process brought joy to me, and I'm sure to lots of other people. Rejoice in the fact that you know you are a spirit and you know your body is your temple. What greater joy can there be? You're a demigod right there in your universe. Everything inside your aura is yours and yours to control. Nothing outside of it is yours to control, just inside. And that's quite enough when you think of the trillions of cells you have within that body to be in charge of. Not to mention the decisions you get to make every day. The opportunity to choose one end or the other of a dichotomy or to balance. Take a moment with your grounding and centering and meditate on how much you experience in that body in an hour. Wow. How many choices you make. How many other souls you encounter. How you influence the world in 1 hour. And let your grounding help you validate your impact in the world. Now let's create a bright gold sun, everybody, above your head, and allow that bright gold sun to be joy. Remember, everything is energy. Everything's electromagnetic energy. I know you guys are all really glad I'm not a physicist. So I want you to be aware of using energy, because that's how you, the spirit, operate, with light, with energy. And let that gold vibration above your head flow to the top of your head and into and through your body and into the earth. Experience that in your body. Notice how joy doesn't have to cause you to jump up and down. I don't know about you, though, but it makes me feel good. Joy makes me happy. And as you use this vibration of gold moving through your body and into the earth, being grounded and centered and focused on your joy, how about if you make a little list of all the things about which you have joy? These things can be physical or spiritual in nature. I have great joy about being 74 years old. It means I'm still alive. Remember to breathe. That will bring the body joy. If you're running out of things for your list of joy, use your grounding to release anything that interferes with your joy. Did you lose permission to be joyous when you were a child? Did you get taught that adults have to be serious? If you're not intellectual and serious and dealing with the lower vibrations of the body, you're not a grown-up. Thank God I didn't believe that. Let go of anything that gets in your way of having your joy. If you need to, remember that joy you had as a child, the joy of playing with a tadpole, joy of climbing a tree, the joy of meeting a friend, the joy of eating cake. There's so many joys. What do? We stay too busy to be in touch with this, what I call essential vibration. Keep using your grounding to let go of any interference. To you, the spirit, allowing that joy in the body. Because remember, you, the spirit, have great joy. So whatever is interfering with you being joyous is something that has to do with your body. Let go of the worry. Let go of the past. Let go of the ego. Let go of the competition. Let go of the pain. Yes, you can let these things go down your grounding cord. You, the spirit, are in charge of what you keep in your body and what you release. So right now, I'm going to give you a moment of silence to meditate on bringing the joy into the body and releasing any interference to having. This could be fun. Let go of any fear of being foolish. It's way fun. If you want to be a spiritual teacher, you can't be afraid to be a fool. I want you to bring your joy into present time. Allow you, the spirit, to be in the present with this. You have adult bodies. Be in the present with your joy. How do you want to experience it and express it in the present? Remember the importance of your grounding, because as you bring in this high vibration, you need to release the lower vibrations that are in the way. Take a nice deep breath, enhance your grounding. Continue to bring that vibration of joy into your body. And I'd like for you to say hello to our friend and teacher, Jesus. Jesus had a great deal of joy. Remember, his first miracle was changing water into wine at a wedding. These all three are very significant statements. Statements about the joy of life, the creative union of male and female. Jesus loved to dance. He loved a party. He loved wine. In fact, he was called a glutton and a wine bibber. Jesus knew joy. So I'd like for you to say hello to him and be in the present with this great soul. Because he's here telling us we're here to do the same thing he did, manifest as spirit in a physical body, be the God within our own little universe. say hello in present time, and I want you to have a conversation with Jesus about joy. Ask Jesus to give you a healing to help you release anything in your way of experiencing and expressing your joy. That's another step. It's one thing to experience your joy within yourself and share it that way. It's another to also add expressing it outwardly. Are you afraid? Let Jesus help you let go of the fear of your own joy. You know, that great Christmas song, Joy to the World. And the way it happens is one of us at a time. Waking up to our spiritual nature, bringing that into the body, and experiencing and expressing the joy of being spiritually awake. And thank Jesus for all the joy he's brought us and showed us how to express. And remember how he said, come as a little child. Awaken that childlike nature of just sheer joy to be alive and experience life. Let go of Jesus and tune back into yourself. Then let's do what we value the most, and that's have our communion with our God. The cosmic consciousness, the all that is. Whatever name you want to put on it, it has no name. You may want to increase your grounding. Allow more of that gold energy to flow through your body to enhance your connection with higher vibrations. And say hello to your God. Receive a hello in return. Ask for the experience of joy and let yourself receive it. A reminder, your grounding can help you release the lower vibrations that you may need to let go of. Hate, fear, judgment, pain. You can let go of pain. It doesn't have to stay in your body. Allow yourself to receive from God, to heal yourself with joy. What a great idea! A feel-good healing. Take a nice deep breath. Let the body experience you. Let the body experience the vibration of joy. Let the body experience, to what extent it can, the communication with God. As you bring more of yourself and your higher vibrations into the body, you must let go of the physical energies that you have stored there. Cleanse it, clear it. And one way you can help your body is allowing joy. Allowing laughter. Remember, this is a planet of dichotomies, a planet of choice. And we have the choice to move toward what we call God or away from it. And joy can help you move toward this. Ask the cosmos for a healing. It to help you release anything in your way of having joy within your body. Breathe in, breathe out. Be in the present moment with your body. Thank your God for all that you receive. And begin to bring your attention back to the physical world. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot. Move your body in some way to help you bring your attention back to this world. And when you're in present time, you can let go of some of that gold energy if you would like. And we can bend over and release some energy. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How many of you want to go out and spread a little joy in the world? Yeah. What fun. Have a wonderful week.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.